Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. What a day. What a day. I know that, gosh, what, 99.9% of the people listening to our show, you weren't there yesterday.
You missed out.
Yeah, I you did, but I don't know where else to start. It's such a unique experience, and I cannot overdo just, I hope everybody who was there, because I know if you were there, you're probably listening right now, because you're what's called a P1.
Yep.
That means that's somebody in our business who listens a lot. A lot.
Yep.
And so I cannot express the gratitude correctly and what it means to everybody with this entire company and radio station that's what that looks and feels like. That was a raucous freaking crowd last night. And thanks again, by the way, not just to Jax for sort of like being the place that hosted it, but the gentlemen who were running all of this, and John was still there, you know, 2 hours after this whole thing was over. The energy and the vibe that they created is what I think filtered into the whole thing. And it stayed. The energy never dipped. And for, you know, our brethren don't get there until 3:45, 4 o'clock. It was all turned up at 2. And it was even more turned up at 6.
Yep.
When the whole thing ended. I went, and this took about 15 minutes to get from where we were doing the show simply inside to the bar where we could watch the game.
Yeah, I saw you.
And I that took 15 minutes and 2 shots of tequila.
Wow.
In order just to get to the bar. That's what it was like last night.
Last night was, and we've done a bunch of these.
Great.
And I wish I had the full list in front of me, and I'm going to try to like produce it before the end of the show. But last night was more like absolute rager than it was a summit. Like, and I do want to shout out the two Joes, Joe Shasky, Joe, yes, Spadoni, Steiny and Guru, because you and I do it 2 to 6, whatever. Like, we do 2 to 4, and then, hey, 4 of our best friends are here.
Oh.
Cool. It's a show. It's a different show, but whatever. We're still doing our thing. I do want to make sure that people understand what that is, and I know that not a lot of other people in this business or whatever your business is, a lot of people wouldn't like do that. And Shasky, boom, bring my kid and bring my nephew who's going to watch my kid and Spadoni. Yeah. They're there. And boom, Steiny and Goo, like, they come on their own volition and they do the thing. And Jack's yesterday was unbelievable. The party, the vibe, the content was great. And man, I can't wait till the next one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm glad you brought that up also. And I know people think that, you know, we do sports talk radio for a living. And so it feels like we're just in here farting around and having a good time all day. And we are. There's no doubt about that. But when you're done with 4 hours of this kind of like being all on thing,
right,
it's tiring. And you have a fan, like Joe Shasky's got a little kid who he brought with him.
Right.
And I don't think he brought him with him because he was like, this would be great to have like a little kid here at the, that's not why, it's because he had to. He had to.
Well, and think about it. Yeah. They work from 4:30 till 10:30.
Right.
So you get off at 10 and then 10:30, whatever, the post-show meeting, look, I have notes. And then at 10:30, you're like, okay, cool. My day's over. Oh no, wait. You have about an hour nap, and then you have to drive out to a summit, and then you have to, like, turn it back up again. That's the thing.
Well, unless you're Steiny, who just takes a nap. But then he did great.
Well, he had a salad,
which rejuvenated him. It was a rejuvenation sensation.
Yeah, that's a buck.
I'm taking what I'm going to call a fair shot. I'm so glad. Those of you who are on YouTube,
cha-ching!
Steiny during the summit is not looking at YouTube. Which is good,
because
the comment line was just
like, pretty funny.
Somebody,
you actually showed me halfway through.
Wake him up.
Yep.
Is he there? Is he okay?
Somebody... Well, it was a combo of wake him up, but it was also, oh my God, that was a gigantic bite, Steiny.
He was so hungry. He was so hungry. The guy, listen, those guys are here from 10 to 2. They finish, and they're going to get their butts out to Pleasant Hill. And there's traffic going east in the afternoon. Y'all ever been to the Bay Area before?
Hello.
It's not easy. And then they get there, and then everybody wants to say hi and grab a picture.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you got another two-hour show, and you never ate, and the man needed sustenance. It's funny that he then decided to make that some sort of a spinach salad, but he did.
Yep.
And he was mouthing that thing when it wasn't his turn. I get it. I've been there.
Yep.
I've been there. That's why I called ahead to you, and I'm like, get one of them French dips ready for me I don't want it to run into showtime because then I'm going to get hangry, and then we don't know where this is going to go.
And nobody's happy when you're hangry. So I put that in, and I saw you over there, and you were dipping, and I asked you, like, how's the dip? And you're like, yeah, the dip is good.
Turned all the way up.
Yep.
Yeah. You put your hand up on my French dip.
Sure.
We'll leave it there. Anyway, hi, everybody. Happy Friday, 888-957-9570 is the number. We've got a wonky Warrior game tonight. Okay, they're in Denver. Steph Curry is not with them. And it's also a football Friday. And I feel like there's the injuries with the Niners that you know about, and then there are some that might be under the covers. That injury report, which I think is now out, right, Grandy? Do we have some official word on the likes of beyond the quarterback situation? Mac Jones will start, for those of you who didn't catch that. But, for instance, D. Winters with both of the knees, are there more? Let's get the injury report here in a couple of minutes, because Cam Inman's going to come on with us in a little bit less than an hour, A, to prove that he doesn't hate me, but B...
We'll see.
No, I mean, he agreed to come on, so I think that that's already too bad. You're on. You like me. And so, beyond that, though, I want to know if there isn't maybe even more under the covers that the 49ers are going to be missing this weekend. I'm sorry. I understand upsets happen in the league, but I am going to, for the second time this year, fully feel like if the 49ers beat the Rams this weekend, that is full rabbit out of hat if they win this game this weekend. This would be bananas. I have no idea who the hell's playing defense for the Niners on Sunday.
None. And we'll find out once the official injury report is out. But beyond that, like, if you want to look at how they beat the Rams the first time, and I know today we're going to do how the hell are they 6-3, and we'll do it with 10 plays of, you know, how they actually are 6-3. And a couple of those are from the Ram game where, you know, you beat the Rams based on a couple of plays that were a little bit wild. And so you're 6-3. You could be 3-6. You probably couldn't be 7-2, but you could be 5-4. You could be 4-5.
You could be 1-8.
You could be. But how are you 6-3? And how did you beat the Rams?
Well,
and that to me is where we look at this Sunday's game and we look at, you know, the last time you played, and that's where it becomes interesting.
Here's what I'm interested in today, especially with this 6-3 record, and I think we'd love to involve y'all in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Forget about the whole, like, yeah, and I get what we're going to do a little bit later. I think that's kind of fun to relive. What are the key plays that allowed something like this to happen? Because I think we've all asked that question. How are they 6-3? But let's push that forward a little bit. The fact that they are 6-3. Are the 49ers conducting themselves as if they're 6-3? That's something I'd like to dive into. In other words, do you believe that the Niners believe in themselves right now? And that's a silly question if your name is like George Kittle. Like, I'm not talking about the athletes. But isn't it fair to point out, and by the way, before I even say these things, I'm not telling you I think the Niners are wrong for doing this. But what do we all learn when we're kids? Actions, not words. I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are more honest than most at the podium. But their words are their words. Let's look at their actions. Their actions at the trade deadline. And I know they got someone the week before the trade deadline. But it was not a traditional deadline deal because it was another really good team that sent the guy out. It was simply someone who had fallen out of favor. So that could happen at any time. But come deadline day, the Niners did nothing. They did not do anything, and they wanted to do something, so they said, but they did nothing. And they will not push Brock Purdy back. And they will not push Ricky Pearsall back. And Brandon Ayuk has not even practiced yet. They're actions suggest that at 6-3, even they don't really think this is a thing. And I'd love to dive into that a little bit more with you, with all of you. 888-957-9570. It is a Warrior game tonight, so we'll have our engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll that we'll unveil for you here coming up next. We would love for you to all get over to 95.7 The Game's Twitter feed at some point over the next 3 hours or so. And vote in this so that we can then reveal the votes and get a little bit of a toe in the water as far as how Dub Nation is feeling tonight heading into this one, okay? So that's all coming up. It is a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And we're sponsored by Moderna. Let's hear some of your calls right now. 888-957-9570. Do you think that the 49er front office believes in this team? 888-957-9570. We'll take some calls. We'll talk it out. Coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Can you sing with that voice?
Literally. I did Daddy Warbucks in middle school, and it was talk singing.
What I'm telling you, Kelly Savalas.
N-Y-C.
That's singing.
On 95.7 The Game.
I mean, I want to get to this. Look at this, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text lines.
Yep.
Hell of a question. 408. Why wouldn't the front office believe in this team? They're 6-3.
Right.
Right, but their actions say they don't. And I want to be, explain it further.
Okay.
When I say they don't believe in him, I don't mean that like across the board, as if they think they're all a bunch of bums, to borrow Draymond Green's phrase. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But actionably, these decisions all might be the right decision. But within those decisions, it says the 49ers do sort of think, we don't really have the team right now and this year to conduct ourselves a certain way. I do think that. Before we get into it further and get out to the phones, we want to remind everybody that there is a Warrior game tonight right here on 95.7 The Game in Denver at 7 o'clock. So Dub Nation, let's get engaged before every game. Vote in our engaging Dumb Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCoe.com today. All right, Warriors have no Steph Curry again. Steve Kerr told us yesterday that he's talked the team about being a top four seed this season. So, all of you, how many games does Steph need to play this season for the Warriors to realistically get a top four seed in the West? 75 or more? 65-74? Or 50-64? Or could they do it with Steph playing fewer than 50? Which sounds kind of laughable, but
right.
Vote now on Twitter. We'll share the results later in the show. Obviously, he can play no more than 80 because he's already missed one. He's about to miss another. And I think it would be silly to think that he's going to play the rest after tonight. But 75 or more still technically on the table.
Right. And I think that if you're talking about a top four, that's what it would probably take. And you would need him to be healthy and good and playing and all that. But I don't think that they're a top four team. So I think that their goal, and they'll never say this, but I think their goal is to be no worse than six. If you're six, you're out of the play-in, and then whatever, you go to fill-in-the-blank team on the road. You did it last year as the seven. You beat Houston, and then if you didn't get hurt, if Steph didn't get hurt, you might have beaten Minnesota, and you were up 1-0 when Steph got hurt. So I don't think that they think about, like, ooh, top four. We need top four and the rest of it. And when they won the title last time, they were three.
They were the three seed. Yeah.
Right. They were the three, and they caught a break with, you know, Phoenix getting knocked out. I don't know if Phoenix was going to be that good anyway, but things broke their way. I do think that you want to be top six. And so, yeah, for Steph, just play 65.
I don't know if they say they need a top four, but again, Steve directly said to us yesterday, they've talked about how they want to be a top four. They want to be a top four, and if not that, then definitely five or six. They do not want to have anything to do with the play-in.
No.
So I think it's kind of hard to almost target the 5 or the 6. Like, if you target the 5 or the 6 and you lose one too many games, then you end up the 7, and there you are in the play-in tournament. So anyway, we can talk that out a little bit more as things unfold. But we're talking out the idea of whether or not the 49ers front office actually, and maybe I'll rephrase it, rather than believe in the team, because I know they like their guys, and inherently they have to believe in them a little bit. They all have Niner jerseys. But do they believe in this year? I think is a very fair question. Do the Niners truly believe in this year? And their actions would suggest only to a point. And so they do, to the point that they have to, but
they are, do.
Yeah, they're right, there you go.
They do. Hey, Steve, do the Niners believe in their chances this year? Mm. I mean,
I do, but
we're not going to do anything, literally anything, to press on the gas this year that might put something else in a disadvantageous spot.
Right. And if they did something to really fix this, then you're talking about an edge rusher and a first or second rounder, and then a linebacker, a third rounder, and then you're going to try to find a guard or a tackle, a fourth rounder. So now you're going to gut your entire draft for next year for what? For a chance this year to be, I don't know, from the 6 seed to the 2 seed and still, I don't know, not have a great chance to do it?
By the way, again, I'm going to reiterate, I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing to do.
I'm with you.
I'm just kind of pointing it out. Like, and it, for me, it does shade the way that I watch a game. I got a 16-year-old daughter at home who gets very upset if she sees anything that she believes is lack of faith. Okay? What's the hashtag for the Niners, FTTB.
Yep.
Faithful to the Bay. Our nickname as Niners fans, we are the Faithful.
Yep.
She does not like it if she hears anybody not believe in anything. You know the famous story where she scolded me at halftime.
I loved it.
Of the Niner-Lions game.
Yep.
When I said we need to start dealing with the concept that maybe we're not going to the Super Bowl this year. And she said, what did you just say?
And that was the playoff game.
That was at halftime.
Yeah, not last year, but 2 years ago.
Halftime of the NFC Championship game. And then they won, and she's been, I told you so and me, ever since. So that's why I have to come say this to you, because I can't say it in my living room.
Right.
I don't think the Niner defense is very good. I don't think it's very good. And I don't think you do special stuff in the NFL when you don't have a very good defense.
Well, and
there's about nothing that they can do about it right now.
And I'll say this too, the offense is not very good either. You've got Christian McCaffrey, who is having a borderline MVP year. He might be a guy who goes 1,000, the first ever to do it twice. And you have a backup quarterback, and you have a receiver who is hurt, and a receiver who is hurt, and your offense is not very good either. So, like, as a team, you're kind of doing it with smoke and mirrors, and I know we're going to play 10 plays that tell you why they're 6-3, and they're plays that help them win games, but I look at the game on Sunday against the Ram team, and you're home, and you're 4.5-point dogs. When was the last time the Niners were 6-3 at home and underdogs?
How about just when was the last time? Well, I guess maybe at the end of the last year. I was trying to think, when's the last time the Niners were a dog by more than a field goal at home? Period. I don't care what the circumstances are. What your record is.
Yeah, I'll find it.
What was the spread when the Lions came at the end of last year?
That was going to be my guess. I can try to find that.
Yeah, that's one that does stand out. But I can't remember a lot of times in the last handful of years where the Niners were more than a field goal dog at Levi Stadium against anybody for any reason.
Yep.
No matter who the quarterback is or whatever. All right, out to the phones we go. Gary San Ramon. Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling. Willie and Dibby, what are you doing, Gary?
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying a beautiful afternoon out here in the Bay, man. It's like 70 degrees, and here we are. How many days into November? So
it's nice.
Yeah, all good. It's just great. But anyway, thanks so much for the topic. I just, as a Niner fan, the big overriding thing for me, guys, is the Super Bowl is in our backyard this year. And my goodness, you know, what an opportunity. And I think it's sending the wrong message to a team that's 6-3 and still in the hunt. And my other point is we've got like 18 top three missed draft picks. So we're worried about getting fleeced for our draft picks. So frankly, the history is not very good for the top three picks. And basically trading for an established player like CMC has worked out terrific. But then conversely, you traded DeForest Buckner, and he's still playing at a high level, and he's healthy. So what have we had? We had Kinlaw, Thomas, Webster, Drake Jackson, and the big one, Lance, all big-time misses. So the Jets are having a fire sale. Lynch doesn't want to get fleeced, but really, it's too late. Ayuk played you big time last year for the contract, and Purdy and Bosa are not available with huge contracts. So let's use our draft picks that we don't do very well top three anyway and trade. We Jets had guys that we could have used. So let's see what Kyle can cook up for the Rams and go Niners.
Gary, before you hang up, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right,
absolutely.
Give me something you love to do. Like, are there any sports that you like to play?
No, I'm too old for that anymore.
Okay, but what about a bunch of years ago? You play golf or basketball or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I ran track in high school.
Okay, did you?
I played golf when I could.
Perfect,
so yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Let's do golf. You ever have a day where you knocked about 6 straight tee shots into the woods?
Absolutely.
All right.
All the time.
Did you immediately say, I suck, I'll never hit another good golf shot again?
No, because you get a good shot in 18, and that brought you back.
There you go. And that's what I would say about the Niners' first and second round draft picks. Like, I get what you're saying. Gary, thank you so much for calling. But, I'm going to fight back on this point. I hear it all the time,
yeah.
So I know a lot of you feel it. But this concept that the Niners have had misses before in the first and second round, therefore they should spit on them and leave them in a trash can somewhere – is crazy to me. First of all, they haven't missed on all of them. Nick Bosa is one of them. Okay?
All right.
Samuel is one of them. They have not missed on all of Ricky Pearsall is one
sure.
of them. And that's early
2023. No pick.
Right.
That's a miss.
Wow.
Trey Lance.
Sure.
2022, no pick, Trey Lance. 2022, Drake Jackson. That's a miss. Are we going third round or are we going just the top two rounds?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. This is a moving goalpost.
And my father-in-law has the yellow spreadsheet on the yellow piece of paper, and we could do this. And
what a weird concept from a team that has absolutely crushed the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th round.
Right, but what if you did better in the top end of it?
And you can have that conversation, but I would bet even you're not at a spot where you're now like, we should sit it out. We suck at this.
No.
We should never try again.
This is where I disagree with the caller because you're not going to trade your picks now. And if you want to talk about like recent days, last year, Pearsall, Green, Pooney, Mustafa, those four, they all play, they're all good, they're all regular guys,
yep.
And like put aside Garendo, which I do think that once they cut him, he'll be good somewhere else, but Kyle, for some reason, whatever, Kyle doesn't love him.
He's a jag.
And Tatum Bethune, in that same draft, seventh rounder, and now he's the dude, and then last year's draft, Mykel Williams, he looked good enough, Alfred Collins,
jury out.
Good,
yep.
Nick Martin, I do think that he's kind of a Tatum Bethune guy where in a couple, like D winners, he took him a couple years to get ready. Upton Stout, good. And I mean, Marquise Siegel, now he's getting like DNPs.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you look at the last couple of drafts, there have been more hits than misses.
Well,
but I do think that if you want to look at the first and second rounds under Shanahan and Lynch, it's been more misses than hits.
You can be underwhelmed by it without arriving at the point that the Niners should just kick them. Like, based on that logic, there should never be a trade deadline where the Niners do not ship out their next year's first and second rounders to get a player who actually is good because they're no good at it and we shouldn't have him anymore. And I know I'm overstating what he said a little bit, but I hear this point constantly. And I just find it to be a fascinating point. You can be frustrated by their output in the first and second round. You can be underwhelmed by it. I still think you stop yourself before you arrive at the opinion of they should get rid of them every year. Like, they should definitely do that because they're not good at it. That's why I did the golf thing. You don't hit 8 bad shots in a row and decide that you're not capable of hitting a good one the next one. Most people I know, in fact, are the opposite. They'll hit 8 bad shots in a row and they'll ask for a mulligan because they'll go, that's not actually me. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't usually hit it like that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But you think you don't because that's not the way we operate in life. You get on the horse and try again. That's what you do. And that is absolutely what I want the 49ers to do with their early draft picks next year, especially in the situation that they're in with some pretty hefty contracts. They're going to need some cheap labor. Don't kick that down the road just because you had some misses the last handful of years. And the Trey Lance one is tough because that's one pick, and I understand that
it turned into 3 picks, though.
Of course, but you traded them. It's not like you evaluated a player 3 different times and picked him 3 different times. They misevaluated big time on one player. So that's a really bad draft pick.
It's a triple bad draft pick.
It is.
Is what it is.
But
and so
you get that there's not scouting involved in all 3 of the picks.
Right.
Right.
The scouting was such that, I mean, you blew it like in a triplicate because 2019, you had Bosa and Debo. Boom, boom. 2020, you went Kinlaw and Ayuk. Okay, Ayuk, you could say what you want about him. He got hurt. He's been good. Like, he had a great rookie year, and then he was good again. He got hurt, and so...
By the way, Kinlaw is producing right now. I don't know if that matters to anybody for Washington.
Right, right. For Washington.
No, it's not a miss. It's a miss.
It's a miss because
again,
you didn't... Like, either
you didn't
use him right, or you didn't believe in him, so it's a miss.
Absolutely.
And then you go Trey Lance, Aaron Banks, Trey Sermon... Ambry Thomas, that was your top 4. They're all gone. And, I mean, Aaron Banks got a big contract and got hurt.
What round was Lenore?
He was 5th.
Okay.
Hufanga, 5th.
I mean, I get
Elijah Mitchell, 6th.
It's kind of funny. It is. There's a little bit of a comedy sketch in here somewhere.
It's total comedy.
Like, the Niners should sleep through their tee time and just show up on the second day of the draft.
Right.
I get it.
Show up on the 10th tee.
Actually, they maybe should just show up on the 3rd day of the draft.
Right.
That's when round 4 starts.
2022.
That's
Drake Jackson, Ty Davis-Price, Danny Gray.
Right, but well, if we're doing third rounds too, right, they did draft that. Fred Warner's a third rounder. Warner.
Yep.
There you go.
So is Tavarius Moore.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean,
yes, he is.
And 4th round, Kentavious Street.
And I still maintain.
Second round, Dante Pettis.
I still maintain that you can do this as a fan of any team. I promise you.
I mean,
do this as a fan of almost any team.
You could do all 32 teams since 2017, and maybe I'll do that this weekend. I'll do a full-on deep dive of every draft from every team.
Don't hurt
in
yourself.
In the last 9 years.
Like,
no.
Just relax and watch a game or
something. You know who else was a third-round pick?
Who?
Jake Moody.
Yeah.
That was a crappy pick.
You know who else was a third-round pick? Jalen Hurd.
Yeah.
Oh, never even played a regular season game.
Played.
Nope.
He was never healthy.
Nope. Yeah. Cameron Latu. Third-round pick.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I get it, but I don't think that means that you want to not do this anymore.
Like,
you don't want to abstain from day 1 and 2 of the draft, do you?
And day 3.
No, you don't.
They're good. Abstain from day 1 and 2. Just trade all your firsts, your seconds, your thirds, and it's funny because as you were doing this, I was like, you know, what about Kansas City? And I'm thinking about, like, after Patrick Mahomes and 2018... No first-round pick. 2019, no first-round pick. 2020, Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. Whatever, he was fine
big time. Take it from somebody that will, Andy Reid's running back. Make sure you grab him in the first round of your fantasy. He sucked.
Right.
He was underwhelming his whole career. And in fact, did you know, he's on the Chiefs again now. He's like their 3rd or 4th string running back.
Right.
Yeah.
More rushing touchdowns than Ty Davis-Price.
Well, sure.
And Trey Sermon and Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, but you're comparing
and Joe Williams combined.
Right, but that's a first rounder that you're comparing to third and fifth rounders.
Sure.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, we could talk about Reuben Foster, and we could talk about.
No, I'm not here to tell you they've been great. I'm just here to tell you I don't think that means they should abstain for the rest of their lives.
I'm saying they should stop.
No, you're not.
Like,
you're dude. Will you just
knock it off? Stop drafting.
Give your real take. This week you've been on a sarcasm run. Like you don't.
This week
you don't think that. You don't.
That's the question.
I know you don't think that. You believe the Niners should give away their firsts and seconds for next year for this team?
Possibly.
You believe that?
I think that they should stop drafting defensive linemen and start drafting a tackle.
Okay, that's like, different. But do you want them to not participate ever again in the first round?
No, but stop messing it up.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Like, that's a different take.
The top three rounds, they've been bad. They've been, and again, I'll do the whole deep dive this weekend. I'll look at every team. They've been sub 500 on the top three rounds.
707, hey, Willard, does Dibs stop gambling when his picks stink? The draft is a gamble. They missed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It doesn't mean you trade them. I'm just reading.
Right.
Yeah.
And I never stop gambling.
Okay.
And I look at last night and the crowd was against me and fade. I don't know if, Grandy, you probably were here clapping and fading too.
We were right. No, it probably wasn't.
That was a bad pick. And when I made the pick and I walked away, I was like, that was a bad pick.
It's too many points.
Thursday night,
yeah.
divisional game. They're always close.
And low scoring. And the Broncos offense is under...
Dude, look that's at, the problem. Bo Nix, he stinks, the Broncos, Brandy. I'm looking at you.
This year's Broncos are last...
He sucks.
Win's a win.
Yeah, well, go just look at the data. This year's Broncos are last year's Chiefs. Record is sparkly. They are winning by 1 and 2 and 3, and because somebody made a...
And a great defense, too.
And a great defense, exactly like the Chiefs last year. People are making wacko mistakes at the end of games, and the Broncos are walking out of there with wins. It's happened constantly all year.
I'm watching that last night.
Their defense is saving them.
Denver's up 10-7 with about 8 minutes to go, and Bo Nix throws it to Doofus Johnson.
No, if you want to blame a duck, blame the other duck, the receiver, Troy Franklin, who let a ball bounce off his chest for an interception.
Doofus Franklin.
Yeah.
And, like, Denver's about to drive down and score. Denver's about to win 17-7. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm laying 8.5. Sure, don't throw it to Cortland Sutton. That's fine on my fantasy team. I get it. He's covered. You throw it to Doofus Franklin, catch the ball.
Don't act like you deserved this one.
I didn't.
You did not.
I did not.
You did not deserve this one.
I mean, the defense was great. And the point is, Doofus Franklin, catch the football on third down.
Real quick, Tom in Alamo has been real patient. Hey, Tom, fire away. We got about a minute. What's up?
All right. So I like the way the Niners handled the trade deadline, and here's why. No team in the history of the NFL has ever gone from a losing record to winning the Lombardi Trophy the very next season. It's never happened. And I think in this case, I mean, if it does happen, it's probably going to be some team that goes maybe 8-9, just a game under 500, and then wins it the next year.
Is that a fact?
The Niners, they're...
Is that a fact?
That is a true fact.
Okay,
that's a stat.
No team has ever gone from a losing record to winning the Super Bowl the following season. I looked it up.
Interesting.
And in this case, the Niners were 5 games below 500 last year.
Yeah.
This was, even if everybody was healthy, Bosa, Warner, everybody, they still were not going to win a Lombardi Trophy this year. That doesn't mean that they couldn't make the playoffs, even in their depleted state. But you don't want to give up day one or day two draft picks just to make the playoffs. That's something you do when you're really in the hunt, like 2 years ago, and you really have a shot at winning the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah.
Tom, and they don't have that right now.
Tom, thanks so much. Again, I'm not saying the Niners are doing it wrong. I'm just pointing it out that I don't think the front office believes in this year that much. And right now, yeah, I'm kind of with them. I'm kind of with them. I hate saying it. They're 6-3. I wanted them to do something at the deadline just because I want to keep watching football, and I'd like a sack more than, I don't know, once a month. But, yeah, they don't believe it. Look at their actions. Look at what they're doing. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Cam Inman in 20 minutes. 888-957-9570. Do you think that the Niner front office believes in this year? We keep going with your calls. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.